Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go on a wild Wednesday live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1, the free agent frenzy is supposed to start at 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific today. Of course, it's already started. This is all just silly nonsense where there's a... Here's the starting line. People have been running this race for the last 4, 5, 6 days, last 2 weeks before the race started. So, Nick Wright this hour, I love this week. This is one of the best weeks of the year to be in our business. Major moves all over. I mean, just Cleveland alone. Just brought a receiver in, got rid of a tight end. Who knows what Baker's doing? Joy Taylor is joining me this morning. Joy, how are you?
I'm great. This is why teams are different year to year. Start doing predictions. You got to wait and see how this all plays out first.
Yeah. And by the way, at the top of next hour, every year, half the teams that made the playoffs don't. And there's 6, 7 new teams. I'll tell you, I'm going to give you the teams that make the playoffs. I'm not going to put them in order, but there's some obvious things happening right now in the NFL. Teams rising, teams sinking. Let's start with this. So yesterday, last night, very interesting. Baker Mayfield came out with a very heartfelt letter to the city of Cleveland. He said, there's no secret meaning in this. You changed my life. My wife and I, Emily, we love you. We're all in. Whatever happens, I want you to know you mean everything to us. So why would he do that? There is a lot of gamesmanship in what is happening in Cleveland, and let me take you behind the rope. So first of all, stories only leak when people want them leaked. I've had a million broadcasting secrets in my life. If I don't want them out, they don't get out. I've known things this company's doing down the road, down the tarmac. If they don't want them out, they don't get out. You can have a million newspaper people. Stuff gets out when somebody wants it out. The Cleveland front office wants this out. We want to get out of the Baker business. There's multiple stories today. Cleveland.com, Mary Kay Cabot. If they don't get Deshaun Watson, they're going to go look for somebody else. That stuff is out because they want it out. Meeting Deshaun Watson, it's out because they want it out. Now, why would that be? Because GM Andrew Berry knows number 6 Baker Mayfield is viewed as a savior in that city. And though he's not as popular today as he was a year ago, you can't just cut him. He's got a lot of fans there. The standards in Cleveland are pretty low. You get him to the playoffs, you're their Tom Brady. You're their Peyton Manning. You're their Russell Wilson. Number 6 still has some media and many fans that have his back. So they can't just cut him. They know he's popular, right? Polarizing, popular. So they're hoping that stuff gets out there. It's a message to Baker and his agent. We're out of the Baker business. Maybe he gets pissed, demands a trade, calls his agent, get me out of here. But Baker Mayfield, in the smartest move he has ever made in his career, says, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm emotional. I can be snarky. I'm not going to do that. Baker Mayfield last night releases a very heartfelt, was it Instagram, Twitter, wherever it was? Very heartfelt. I love Cleveland. My wife and I feel gratitude for the city. I've given you everything I have. Now, why would he do that? It's very, very smart. Why would he do that? Well, number one, if he stays and they can't get Deshaun Watson or a Derek Carr, he's going to get the loudest cheer of his life because it looks like they're toying with him. Instead of battling back at the front office, he's like, I've given you everything I have. I'm a beaten down dog. I gave you my life. How the hell do you not root for him? He's got, right now, he's got a severed relationship with the Cleveland media, a severed relationship with the fans. He just poured his heart out. Come on. He's always been a little small. Had to walk on twice. How the hell can you not root for him? So if he stays, and a lot of people, by the way, are not into this Deshaun Watson stuff because of his legal stuff. So there are a lot of people pushing back on Deshaun Watson. Although, you know, if he's there and they're winning games, they'll cheer. So Baker is basically saying, you win. I love you. If you don't love me, I love you. I mean, come on. The second thing, if he doesn't stay, it's a great message to the league and the other teams. I'm all in. I'll sacrifice my life. I'm all in, 100%. I am committed. It hasn't been easy. I've made mistakes, but my wife and I and our family, you changed our life. We're forever indebted. We love you. I'm the Colt Chris Ballard. I'm like, he's grown up. He's matured right in front of our eyes. The smartest thing Baker's ever done. A lot of you guys out there, you got your big egos and the chip on your shoulders. When you're vulnerable is when you have your power. When you say, I gave you everything. That's when you get the loudest cheer. This is the single smartest thing Baker Mayfield has ever done. If they don't land Watson, he returns. Loudest cheer of his career will be when he runs onto the field in the opener. And if he doesn't, he has sent a message to the league. I'm a good guy. I'm all in. I'm totally committed. You get me. You'll get every ounce of my talent, every ounce, every shred of my emotional and physical talent. I'll give you all of it. I'll make myself vulnerable. I'll put it out there. I am all in. It hasn't been easy. And you know what GMs are going to say? Well, hell, it's Cleveland. He's had 4 coaches. I mean, we're going to give him a lot more functional environment than that. Chris Ballard's probably saying this morning, we make the playoffs. That's Cleveland. I mean, he got Cleveland to the playoffs. He's turned the corner. Smartest thing he's done. All you guys out there flexing, big chest out. When you're vulnerable is when you're beloved. Somebody told me years ago on TV, when you yell, people back off. When you whisper, the consumer comes in. Basically, Baker's whispering, I love you, I gave you everything, and everybody's leaning in. Oh, man, I love you, man. That's in gamesmanship going on all over here. The GM wants out of the Baker business. Baker didn't fall for it. He didn't get snarky. He didn't get cocky. He didn't get juvenile. He went the other way. It's real gamesmanship. I'm here for you if you need me, and if you don't, all you other teams, in a position of scarcity in the world, I'm here for you. I think he ends up with the Colts. I do. I think this morning he ends up with the Colts. Now, it's a guess. I have no inside source. But that's how you play the game. It's not taking big swings. Sometimes just wave the white flag. I gave you everything I got. I love it. I was just like, wow, that's smart. That's smart. All right, so this is fascinating. There's a reason the Rams keep winning their division. They've changed quarterbacks. They've changed players. I mean, everything but, you know, Sean McVay and Aaron Donald has been moving around for years. They got a GM, a coach, and a good defensive lineman. But there's a lot of good GMs and coaches and defensive linemen. But the reason that the Cowboys continue to underachieve and the Rams keep getting to Super Bowls is because sometimes you have to work other teams. And I think the Rams are in a position to work the Cowboys. So the NFL's become a quarterback weapons pass rush league. We know that, right? The Cowboys, Randy Gregory, spurned them. He was going to be a Cowboy. Last second said, I'm going to be a Bronco. So the Cowboys now are worse at two of those three. Weapons, they've lost two receivers. Pass rush, Randy Gregory. So Dallas, my hunch, is going to overpay for Von Miller. I like Von Miller, but he's 33 soon. He's had multiple injuries, and he wasn't great in the regular season. But he's from Texas. Jerry Jones got humiliated. And nothing could make yesterday's horrible events better than signing Von Miller today. Von Miller for the Rams was cheap and very good for about a four-game stretch. And that's what they needed. They needed him in big spots with a lead. Rams led a lot with Stafford and McVay. We lead late. Go get the quarterback. The Rams' problem is they don't want to sign him to a long-term contract, and they're kind of trapped because all the players love Von Miller. Aaron Donald loves him. Everybody's saying, you got to sign Von. You got to sign OBJ. They'll re-sign OBJ because weapons are so valuable in this league, and OBJ was really good for them. But Von Miller wants big money, and the Rams are already paying Jalen Ramsey, and they're already paying Aaron Donald, and Matt Stafford's getting a raise. I mean, they got some expensive guys on this team. And so the Rams, deep down, would love to have Von Miller back, but they don't want to pay a fortune, and they don't want to give him a long-term contract. Here come the Cowboys. Jerry Jones got humiliated, burned, and Dallas, my hunch is, Jerry's going to say, okay, let's overpay for Von. So you're doing the Rams a huge solid. They would love Von Miller. They can't afford him. And in the locker room, they can't go cheap on him. Because that's when you lose a locker room. Come on, man. He was great for us. Athletes want to see all the athletes get paid. GMs have to deal with a salary cap. So the Rams can say, well, I mean, come on. I mean, look what they paid him. He's from Dallas. You can't, I mean, we just, hey, we wanted him. The Cowboys overspent for him. And the Cowboys can go to their fans and say, hey, we lost Randy Gregory. We always had our eye on Von Miller. Super Bowl MVP Von Miller. Randy Gregory, sometimes he's good. He can be a little volatile. My feeling is the Rams can then gracefully move out of the Von Miller business, who got them a Super Bowl, was very important, but they don't want a long-term deal. They don't want it. They got to pay Donald and Jalen Ramsey. Matt Stafford's getting a big old fat raise here really soon. And they got some young players who are about a year away from getting big money. So this is going to be a really interesting situation. Jerry Jones has rarely been humiliated. I mean, he loses games, but humiliated? When's the last time? Yesterday was bad. Like, Randy Gregory had a deal, spurned him, went to Denver. Like, that was bad. Like, Dallas media crushed Jerry Jones yesterday. Jerry Jones was getting crushed on sports talk radio. The Cowboys were getting crushed. You're not paying attention. You don't have the focus. The front office is lost. Too much vanity. Jerry sits and listens to that stuff all day. So does Steven. So does the organization. He got hammered in Dallas yesterday. How do you turn that around in 24 hours? Sign Von Miller. And allow the Rams to gracefully move out of the Von Miller business. They like him, but he's old, got some injuries, and right now they got mouths to feed there. They got star corner, star lineman, star quarterback. They got people to feed. All right, good stuff today. See, I can be nice to Baker. Y'all out there, all I heard on social media this morning, get him, get him, get him, get him. I got to be honest with you. I'm not going to just get him. I've been supportive of him. I've ripped him. I ripped him early. You guys overvalued him. I was totally right. And I protected Baker at the end of last year. He was falling apart. Like everything, labrum, knee, toe, shoulder. This morning, he deserves credit. Very smart. Sent a lot of messages to Cleveland, the media, the league, GMs. Very, very, very smart.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards
after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
CarShield.com. Deductible may apply. CarShield.com/herd. Make it easy and affordable to protect your car. So a big story today. Cleveland's put it out there. Looking for another quarterback, moving off Baker Mayfield. That doesn't mean they'll be able to move off Baker Mayfield. They're trying to move off Baker, and it's out there for the world to see. You know, we tend to think in these trade situations that there's winners and losers. But, you know, the downside to winning a trade is, you know, you can burn people in the league. It's a very small industry. You'd like the other team to get value as well. I think three different people could win in a Baker Mayfield trade, and it's very likely if Deshaun Watson chooses the Browns. I wouldn't make him a favorite, but there are reports they're offering the most to Houston. So number one, Deshaun Watson would win. He gets the best offensive line of his career. I mean, the guy's been running for his life for several years. So Deshaun Watson goes to Cleveland. He gets a legitimate offensive line. And he gets, you know, let's be honest, there's some stability now in the front office. Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski. It's a fresh start in a city. He's been in Houston. He's got legal issues. It's a fresh start in a city that is desperate for wins. So it's a win for Deshaun Watson. It's also, let's talk about Cleveland. It's a win for Cleveland. He's better than Baker. He's a wildly dynamic athlete and quarterback. He doesn't throw the best ball. He doesn't throw a Patrick Mahomes ball or a Justin Herbert ball, but he's an athlete. He was great at Clemson. He got Houston multiple times to the playoffs, not with a very good supporting cast in many instances. And it, you know, Cleveland would get a top 10 quarterback. Hard to win playoff games year after year after year if you don't have a top 10 quarterback. The third winner is Baker. I said this during the season. The media's turned on him. Half the fans have turned on him. Probably best to start over. I do believe he's a franchise quarterback when healthy. I think he's got to grow up. But the Colts would be perfect. You get a head coach that's been a quarterback in the NFL. He played your position. You get a stable front office. You get an impulsive owner. But Cleveland's got an impulsive owner. The Colts have one. Welcome to the NFL. Most billionaires are. Also, you'd follow Carson Wentz. You're not following Howard Stern on radio. You're not following Brady in New England. Carson Wentz is, you know, a lot of people in Indianapolis, I think they're wrong, happy to see him go. You're not following a legend. You'd go to the Colts, and that's the – people are saying – I mean, I'm looking at what's on the market right now. I'd take Baker Mayfield over Gardner Minshew. You tell me what's on the market. Jimmy Garoppolo, I like Jimmy a little bit more than Baker, but he's not going to be able to throw a football for 3.5 months. I'd rather get my guy in to camp and learn the offense. And so, and it's also for Baker, it's an easier division. I mean, you look right now, the Steelers this morning are better than last year. Baltimore's not going to fall apart. Cincinnati just got to a Super Bowl. That division's hard. Cleveland's got a good roster. That division this morning, considering how bad now Seattle is, the best division in football, there's an argument to be made after the AFC West, which is Kansas City, Denver now, Chargers, Raiders, second best division, is the AFC North. Cincinnati got to a Super Bowl. I love what Pittsburgh has done with not only Trubisky, but their offensive line. Baltimore's really good. I think Baltimore's going to be a playoff team next year. They weren't this past year. And Cleveland's roster remains top 10. No longer top three, but it's top 10. So I think Baker could win with a fresh start. Deshaun finally gets a legitimate grown-up offensive line for the first time in his career in the NFL. He's been running for his life. And Cleveland wins. He is better than Baker. So not everybody, it doesn't always have to be winner and loser in a trade. You can have multiple parties win. I think the city and both quarterbacks win here. Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
We are having some tremendous scoring nights in the NBA this past few weeks.
Well, I think, you know what I think? I was thinking about this morning driving in. You're getting close to the end of the season. There are a lot of teams playing backups that wouldn't mind being higher in the draft. You also have a couple of guys that are saying to themselves, hey, I wouldn't mind winning a scoring title, LeBron James. LeBron's never been selfish. It wouldn't be the worst thing on his resume.
Well, LeBron was interested in what was happening last night. He tweeted to Kyrie, who put on a show against the Magic. 150-108 win the Nets got. He scored 41 points in the first half, shooting 14 of 19 from the field and 6 of 7 from the three-point line, also 7 of 7 from the line. He finished the game with 60 points total, which was a career high and franchise high. 20 of 31 from the field, 8 of 12 from the three, and 12 of 13 from the free throw line is how he finished the game. Even Magic fans gave him an ovation after the game.
Yeah.
It was really, really impressive. The first teammates in NBA history to score 50 or more in back-to-back games are KD with 53, and now Kyrie against the Magic with 60. He will be able to play in only 3 of the final 13 games. And that is kind of my takeaway. Like, Kyrie is an incredible player. He is, forgive the pun, magical to watch.
You and I were not surprised that he had a game like this.
Not at all.
If you had told me somebody scored 60, he'd been one of 5 or 6 players, you'd have guessed.
Yeah, I mean, look at that.
He's the best small finisher in league history.
Yes, yes.
Best finisher under 6'3 in league history.
He's a tremendous player.
Both
when he's
hands.
Healthy and available, he is tremendous. And
totally
this
gifted.
Is what bothers me about this situation.
Get vaccinated.
Three
you play.
Of the last 13 games he can play in. And when they get to the postseason, what do you do then?
We can fall in love with a Tuesday night in Orlando. None of this is surprising. He is the best under 6'3 finisher in league history. Nobody doubts that. He's not available. What if Mahomes?
Not available, not reliable.
What if Mahomes was available for 2 weeks, September, October? Yeah, all those great, it doesn't matter. You're not available to me. Be available. Eli Manning, for all his faults every Sunday, stood up in the pocket at 1 o'clock.
And listen, we can disagree with the protocols and we can think that it looks ridiculous that he can be on the sideline with no mask on but not playing the game and not go into the locker room. I can agree with all that and still think it's a very simple solve. It's a very simple solve. And he's not available. So this is why, like, how do you put them in real contention if he can't play home games in the postseason?
The other thing is, there's comments yesterday by the people about Ben Simmons. I don't know if he's – what's the story on Ben Simmons? So I got
– yeah, he might be back before the end of the regular season.
You got to be kidding me. What did he do the last?
This is what it is.
I mean, I got a guy that's not emotionally ready. I have a guy that's not available. This is why I said Philadelphia won the trade. I get Harden, who will play the next week. Just give me players. I need guys.
It's just so frustrating as a fan that you can't get that consistently. It's ridiculous. So now that the Packers have Aaron Rodgers' contract nailed down, they are focusing on Davante Adams. He has notified the team he will not play under the franchise tag this season. According to Tom Pelissero, the Packers have already made an offer to Adams that would make him the highest paid receiver ever on a traditional extension.
All right.
They are at odds, apparently, regarding the structure of the contract and the length.
Okay, but the money they're mostly good with.
Yes. Well, right. I mean, if you're the highest paid.
All right. That you can work the rest. If you give me the money I like, we can work out the years.
It was reported that the contract was for 5 years. Now, it just depends on what he wants. Does he want a shorter contract so that he can hit the market again?
Probably.
And get another big payday?
Yeah, because
Green Bay would probably like to lock him in for longer with some of the final years, you know, either being voidable or less guaranteed money.
I would side in this instance with the team. If I'm going to make you the highest paid, then you can't leave when Aaron leaves. Because if Aaron leaves in 3 years, we got to have you for at least one more year to go get a quarterback and say, hey. Because if Aaron leaves, you're going to have to go in the market to get a quarterback, right? Probably.
More than likely, because you're not going to be drafting another quarterback while Aaron Rodgers is there. Already tried that.
Be really nice to say, We have a Hall of Fame player.
Right.
I mean, Davante takes great care of his body. He's a Larry Fitzgerald. Barring an injury, Davante Adams has 6 more prime years.
Right.
So I know when Aaron leaves, I can say, we've got a Larry Fitzgerald star, a grown-up in the locker room, totally respected. We have our leader on offense, still one of them in the room.
And I think a 4-year deal is probably fair, especially if you're in that money range. And maybe the fifth year is something that, you know, is more flexible as far as the contract goes. But that way, if to your point, if Aaron leaves, you have one more year with him there. 2 years beyond that might be a little bit much.
Yeah, split the difference.
They're still working it out. So according to multiple reports, the Giants plan to sign Tyrod Taylor to back up Daniel Jones. The deal is for 2 years, $17 million with $8.5 million guaranteed. He started 6 games for the Texans last season. He also started games for the Chargers and the Browns since leaving the Bills at the end of the 2017 season. This is an interesting move by the Giants.
I thought it was an interesting move. Basically, they're telling you, we're going to pull the plug on Daniel Jones. If he can't by Thanksgiving get it done, we're just going to go with Tyrod and draft another quarterback.
Tyrod is a completely reliable guy. He's a great team guy, great locker room guy. I believe he should have had another opportunity to really be the starter somewhere. But, you know, this is where he is right now. And he probably might end up getting the opportunity to be the starter in New York. He's a very, very, very high-end backup. But I'm with you. This feels like if Daniel starts falling apart, you got the new coach. He was able to do some development. You're giving it one last go. If it doesn't work, you have someone who's reliable who can win you some games. There are still a few guys left on the market. Jameis Winston. Everyone's a little confused about Jameis Winston. He is coming off of an injury. So that is probably part of it as well. We know Jameis is very talented.
None of this stuff interests me.
He's also coming off of an injury.
Yeah.
Marcus Mariota, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Andy Dalton, Cam Newton, Jacoby Brissett, Geno Smith, Trevor Siemian, and Joe Flacco.
By the way, Baker Mayfield in a day could be available. He's better than all those guys. I would go with Baker over all those guys. And I've pushed back a lot on Baker, but I'd go with Baker over that.
I mean,
group.
He's not a free agent, but I think Baker is available. If they're talking to Deshaun Watson, Baker is absolutely available.
I would take Baker over every one of those. I know everybody thinks I've gone soft on this, but we got to be honest about all this stuff. That list, I'm not interested
in. Baker is a completely average starting quarterback.
But those guys are below average.
Right, which is better than the situation.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I think Jameis is actually a lot better than we're remembering. He was 5-2 before he got injured, but the injury is significant, and we do know it takes Jameis to be in the right situation to be productive while also not being productive for the defense. Like, for as many points and touchdowns as he scores, he turns the ball over at an alarming rate, so he has to be in the right situation.
Good stuff. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news,
and thanks for stopping by.
We got so
the Herd Line News.
So I'm just gonna make my predictions top of the hour of the playoff teams. I got six new ones, almost half, 14 get in. I got six new ones, six out, six in, and I have my reasons for all of them. So this is really an exciting time. You're going to see over the next 36 to 48 hours, stay on your phone. You know, I tell my kids all the time, get off your phone. You know, go out and, you know, walk something, do something. You want to be on your phone for the next 2 days. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. So the Denver Broncos have had the best noisy free agency. Randy Gregory, Russell Wilson. These are big splash names. The Steelers, to me, have had the best quiet free agency. Mitch Trubisky makes them a much more athletic team at the most important position. And they have also, because Trubisky is so cheap, they're paying $7 million a year. That's a backup number. That they have been able to rebuild their offensive line. First, they went and got James Daniels. So James Daniels, a four-year starter, probably arguably the Bears' first or second best offensive lineman, probably second. They went and got a starting guard. They went and got Mason Cole, veteran guy. I don't know if he's a top five or six center. Grown-up upgrade. That does allow Kendrick Green, who they just drafted in Pittsburgh, I think last year or the year before, he can go now play his normal, his real position, which is guard, not center. So they get a center. They can move Green. They move James Daniel over. They have upgraded at interior offensive line. Guard, center, guard, they're better. Big deal. Go ask the Bengals. They've worked on their interior O-line all offseason. So the Steelers, who have been okay at tackle, they just re-signed one of their own kids, just got better guard, center, guard. Big deal. That what the weakness for the Pittsburgh Steelers, they had two weaknesses. Interior O-line was bad. They just solved it. And they weren't athletic at quarterback. In their own division, Burrow can run around. Lamar Jackson's dynamic, just in their own division. Forget the AFC. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Herbert. These guys are all moving around. Trevor Lawrence can move around. Ryan Tannehill can move around. You had old man Winter in Big Ben. You were unathletic at quarterback. Now Trubisky. Trubisky's a mover. He's a better runner than a thrower, in my opinion. So now you are the most important position, far more athletic. You can move the pocket. You can roll it right, roll it left, do some RPO stuff. Big, big weakness last year. Now, Trubisky can really move. He's an athlete. Secondly, interior O-line. Huge issue last year. No longer. It's not. So now you start looking at this division. The Steelers have the best pass rush in the division and the best pass. Well, I won't say best pass rusher because Myles Garrett and TJ Watt are both great. Steelers have the best pass rush. I would say Bengals probably the best quarterback and receivers. Cleveland's got the best offensive line. And Baltimore has the most dynamic player offensively in Lamar Jackson. That's a good division. I think Pittsburgh is, you know, and we said this about Trubisky, because you're not paying him, what happens when you pay your quarterback a lot is you don't have any flexibility. So the Steelers the last couple of years, now the good news for the Steelers, they always draft well, but they haven't had a ton of flexibility. Trubisky, you've seen it in the last 48 hours, they have huge flexibility. Went and got a good guard, went and got a center. Now they moved their center to guard his natural position. And they went out and also got a safety, re-signed one of the tackles they like. Very good offseason for Pittsburgh. Pragmatic, not overpaying, flexible salary cap, upgraded guard, center, guard. Really good offseason. Really good for the Steelers. And they're just more athletic at the most important position.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep experts. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
Say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Co-host First Things First got a new podcast. It's called What's Right with Nick Wright. Launched yesterday. Family's part of it, which is great. All right, I know people are probably don't know what in the heck is going on. I said I thought Baker did the smartest thing he's ever done, which he made himself vulnerable, and he sent a message to the league, hey, man, you sign me, I go all in, even if my surrounding situation's bad. He didn't go snarky. He didn't have to win the press conference. For the first time in his life, he was vulnerable, and I thought it was brilliant. Your takeaway, yeah. What did you make of his post last night?
Well, I think it might be, listen, you've swayed me on how smart it was. I would rank it the second smartest thing he's ever done. I think the smartest was sitting on your couch and telling you to stick it. I thought that was the smartest, but this is definitely top two. I didn't have that immediate read initially. I thought this was him kind of breaking up with the Browns before they could break up with him, but you might have swayed me on it. My takeaway was a little different in this regard, Colin. I think Baker is a good cautionary tale that some of the old adages are flatly wrong. Like, and we've talked about this before, but I want to hammer it. How many times have you heard people talk about the glory associated with betting on yourself? Well, yeah, sometimes. And sometimes you bet on yourself and you don't take whatever contract offer Cleveland offered you after you delivered them to the playoffs and a playoff win, and you crap out when you bet on yourself. And another old adage, rub some dirt on it. Playing through pain is part of professional sports. Colin, when Baker got his shoulder fully separated, labrum, the whole nine, it was week 6. Up to that point in the season, he had a passer rating in the 90s.
Yeah.
He had a 2-1 touchdown interception ratio. Yes, the Browns were 3-3, but those three losses were a high-scoring game to Mahomes, a 47-42 game to Justin Herbert, and a loss to the Cardinals. They were on track. They were fine. He then, the rest of the way, was terrible. His numbers were awful. The team was awful. And he was hurt. I'm curious your opinion on this. If he had, after that week 6 game, gotten the shoulder surgery that he got this offseason and didn't play the rest of the way, do you think the Browns are shopping him?
Nope.
Because I don't.
Nope.
It's like, oh, he took us to the playoffs, he had a winning record, and then he got hurt. So, like, a lot of those things that we give guys a lot of credit for doing, Colin, sometimes it blows up on you. And I think Baker was trying to do the right thing, and it blew up on him. And now, you know, he's somewhat of a man without a country at the moment. What except for you, somehow. Somehow he's lost everyone but gained Colin Cowherd. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I had him overvalued initially. I was right on that. Maybe I'm 1-for-1 or 1-for-2. We'll see. So Deshaun Watson to Cleveland. I contend if I was Deshaun Watson, I would choose Atlanta. I think it's the Hollywood of the South. It's the most dynamic economy. Coca-Cola, Delta Airlines, good owner, offensive coach, superstar potentially at tight end. I would choose Atlanta. But yes. Cleveland's the best offensive line of all these teams that want him. And Deshaun's been running for his life his entire NFL career. He would inherit a top 5 offensive line. As a quarterback, that's got a tremendous value to me. I want to play longer. So what do you make of Deshaun Watson Cleveland just from that aspect? Do you think it works? The fit?
Yeah, from that aspect, from the pure football aspect with Deshaun, if we're talking about where he should want to go as opposed to whether or not teams should want to be in the Deshaun Watson business, I think Atlanta is a far better choice than Cleveland. I think there's the simplicity of the NFC is wide open.
Yes.
And does not have great young quarterbacks. Like, the great young quarterback in the NFC, I guess, is Kyler. I'm not sure he's great. Dak's not quite so young anymore. Stafford's, you know, into his mid-30s. Rodgers is obviously late 30s, and Brady's in his mid-40s. So I think the NFC there, I think that specific division, the NFC South, the Panthers don't seem to have a real plan. The Saints are going to be in the salary cap hell they built themselves trying to win another one with Brees for the next couple years. And we'll see about Brady and the Bucks, because I maybe I'm the last one, and maybe we'll get to this. I'm still not convinced he's playing for the Bucks this year. I know he's going to play.
Yeah.
But the NFC South feels wide open. The AFC North feels impossible.
It does.
Like, if the worst team is Pittsburgh, well, they never have a losing record. Cincinnati's went to the Super Bowl. Baltimore, everyone forgets, was 8-3 last. They were the one seed after week 11 last year.
Yep.
And then it all fell apart. Like, I would want... And even if you get through the division, it's like, oh, hey, who do we have left? Oh, that's Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen and maybe Russell Wilson and Justin Herbert. Like, if you can get out of the AFC, if you're Deshaun Watson, I would get out of the AFC. And Atlanta is a great city. And so for set the city stuff aside, for all those reasons, I totally agree.
Tom Brady returns to the Bucks, or does he? You have skepticism here.
Well, hold on. Before I even get to my skepticism, I want to pull back the curtain for a moment.
Yeah.
A few things. You might get mad at me, but the relationship is solid enough I can deal with it.
Okay.
So I feel like you duped me, my friend.
Why?
Because there was a few years ago, this clip exists on the internet. It makes you stroke your chin and say, It's during Colin Cowherd, or during Tom Brady's last year with the Patriots, mid-season, Colin's doing one of his famous rants, and he says, Bucks quarterback Tom Brady. And then he goes and corrects it. It's like, at the time, it's like, oh, that's a weird slip up. And then it's like, did Colin Cowherd know something ahead of anybody else? And on Sunday, you and I were doing a podcast together.
Yeah.
And I said to you, I'm like, I don't think you're convinced Brady's actually retired. And you got that little Cheshire cat grin on your face. You're like, no, I 95%. And I'm asking you, and then I'll answer your question. Did you know he was coming back? Did you have a little someone whisper in your ear, Brady's coming back?
Well, I mentioned on our podcast the Niners, which is why it's interesting. Well, Kyle Shanahan did not go to the combine, and Tom was in the Bay Area that week. And they've already made a run at Tom, so I think they talked. Uh-huh. I'm not saying I knew.
Okay.
It's out there.
Right, yeah. You're not saying you're the guy who went to Vegas and made the giant Bucks Super Bowl futures bets that's now being investigated.
No, I'm not.
I get that. I understand that wasn't you. I know. Okay, so there's that. All right, now to my point. Here's when I'll believe Tom Brady is going to play for the Bucks this year. Listen, he's clearly going to play. But can we all agree this retirement made no sense? Can we all agree that there is something amiss here?
Yeah, a little
that
bit.
That he walked away via Instagram?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No. Literally, he walked away from a guaranteed division title. I mean, literally, it's the worst division in football. That part, I was like, I would just come back, win the division title, pile up. I mean, it's like he was almost an MVP.
None of it made sense. None of it made sense. And the idea of, well, it's because my wife wanted me to do it. Colin, we're both married. We both do things at times, I know, that annoy our wives. You know what annoys our wives more than us doing those things? Us telling her, I'm done doing that thing, and 2 weeks later, we're back doing it. That's the worst. So this idea of, oh, Giselle wants me to quit playing football, so I'll stop for 5.5 weeks of the off season, then go back, that'll make her happy. That never made sense. Here's what did make sense. That he wanted to check off the one box he hasn't checked off. Play for my hometown team. Oh, and I get to replace Jimmy Garoppolo, the guy who replaced, was going to replace me in New England. All the better. Like, and I think San Francisco's a better team than Tampa. All that makes sense. Yet, he comes back after 40 days and says he's in with the Bucks. So, to finish the point, I will believe Tom Brady is playing for the Bucks next season if and when Rob Gronkowski re-signs with them. Because Gronk hasn't retired, and Gronk hasn't played anywhere. And I find it very interesting that Gronk is just floating out there. That Gronk's just a free agent. Because here's what I know. Gronk ain't playing for Tampa without Tom. So I think there is, it will all usual suspect style snap into focus about what the retirement was about if Tom goes somewhere else. If he just plays week one for Tampa next year, then someone's going to have to explain to me what the whole I'm retired via Instagram and days after retirement when Jim Gray's talking to me about it. I'm like, well, never say never. It's like, what, you retired yesterday, buddy. Like, none of it made sense. So I no, don't get it, my friend.
No, it's interesting. You know, I will say this. Your point on I'm retired 5 weeks later, it's almost like he and Giselle have a plan. There's a plan here in place. She knows it. Yeah, no, it's a very good point, right? Like it's the only thing that frustrated her more than not retiring is doing what he just did.
That's what I'm saying. My wife, for our whole relationship, has been on my head about smoking those terrible $1 cigars smoke, the Black and Milds.
Awful.
You know what annoys her way more than me doing it? The half dozen times I've come to her, honey, New Year's resolution, honey, anniversary present, honey, I'm quitting smoking Black and Milds. And 3 weeks later, she sees me shivering outside, hiding, smoking a Black and Milds. You said you quit. Like that annoys people more than just doing the thing they don't like. So I don't buy it. I just don't buy it.
Nick Wright, what a pleasure. He's got a new podcast, What's Right, Nick Wright. It's great. It's Nick. It's his fam. It's funny. FS1 mornings as well. Good seeing you, my friend.
See you, my friend.
All right, buddy. Good stuff. Oh, I just love this time of the year. Joy is working the phones. Hour two next.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.